It's our high school girls track and field preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Tri-County girls track and field with head coach for the Trojans, Andy Thomas. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into a new season?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. It's a little bit hard to think about track in this weather, but we really got to get it rolling. Got a really good group of girls. Not the highest numbered group that I've had, but they're all pretty excited about the season, and they're working hard, so that's all I can ask out of them.
Yeah, well, it must be difficult. I mean, heck, Tri-County couldn't field a girls' basketball team. Unfortunately, the numbers were way too low there. So what do your numbers look like for your team this year?
Yeah, we got some of the girls that were interested in basketball, but obviously, like you said, we didn't have quite enough for a team. But it's looking like we're going to have about 7 girls. Got a couple more. I'd like to kind of get on the hook, but I kind of have a policy. I don't want to force anybody to do anything. I want to make sure that they enjoy the sport. So we're looking at 7. Got a mix. Got a couple freshmen, couple sophomores, couple juniors. No seniors out this year. That's just kind of how it falls. So.
Right. Well, why don't you just go through all 7 girls and let us know, you know, where you expect them to fit on what events that they're kind of looking at for the upcoming season.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll start out with our 2 juniors. They're both returning to the team. Both had successful years last year. Emma Myover is the junior I'll start with. Emma's a really hard worker. She's a leader. She's a sprint/400 hurdle runner. She has the mentality that if she is given a chance to prepare, she'll pretty much do any event that I ask her to do, which with a small group makes my life a lot easier because I got to really move people around and see what I can do for the team. So I really appreciate that out of Emma. Next junior is Miranda Little. Miranda's had a successful, I would say, discus campaign up to this point. She certainly is underperforming in her standards, which she set the bar pretty high for herself. She definitely wants to be a state qualifier this year. Did some pretty good work in the off season. Her body's still developing, strength is developing, so hopefully if we can get some technique things fixed up, then we can see even better things out of her this year. So,
well, she threw over 106 feet last year. And
she did.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, it's not quite to state level, but what does she need to do to get to that point where she can make it into the state tournament, kind of at that level?
Yeah, one thing we focused on in the off season is foot speed. She's got a real good amount of upper body strength, but at times we lack ground from the power, power from the ground. So that's one thing we've really focused on. It's going to be a really interesting first couple of meets, I think, because going outside just has not been an option. So a lot of people, all the schools in the area are going to be faced with that same challenge. So it's going to be interesting to see here in about 3 weeks or so what we can do.
Yeah, the throwers are probably affected the most by this terrible weather, and especially if the early meets are canceled in late March, unless all the snow kind of disappears, it's
right.
Going to be a late start for everybody in the throws.
Yeah, but it's definitely hard to tell. I mean, the girls throwing group, they're able to do a lot of stuff in the gym in terms of indoor shot and speed and agility type stuff. And obviously the weight room is always accessible, but in terms of actually putting boots on the ground and getting some throws in, it's going to be an interesting middle of March for sure. So who knows though, it's Iowa. It could be 70 next week. So.
Very true. All right. So those are your 2 juniors there.
Yep. So next, we got 2 sophomores out. Reese Thomas is a returning sprinter for me. She has really developed into what I would say a young leader should look like. She is going to be a lot more aggressive than she was last year as a freshman, and kind of a quiet freshman, to be honest with you. Things at some of the varsity meets were a little bit too powerful, I think, for her. We've got gotten over some of those challenges. She's put in work in the off season, and I think that not only will her times on the track improve, but her leadership abilities, you know, kind of on and off the track is going to be much appreciated as well. So I'm going to look at her mainly as a 1 and 200 sprinter, see if we can put together maybe a medley later on in the year. So next sophomore, Mariah Little. Mariah is Miranda's sister. This is her first year out for track. Looking at shot put and discus throwing for her as well. She is long, tall girl. She's strong. So don't really have any data on her in terms of distances. It's first time out for varsity track. We'll kind of see where it falls, but that's the excitement about it, just seeing kind of what everybody's potential is. That's why, you know, the end of March is going to be pretty interesting for a lot of teams. So we'll wrap it up here. I got six on the list here. I got two freshmen. Freshman number one is Lily Elwood. Did some running at junior high. Kind of felt her way around the distance side of things. She is incredibly motivated. She battles asthma a little bit, which can at times be a difficult thing for a distance runner, but that's where she wants to be. So we're just going to continue to strengthen her lungs and hopefully things go well there. Transition from sprint into distance, and everybody should be happy there. So last but not least, last freshman on the list is Lauren Malnex. Lauren was a two-year junior high track athlete for us. She throws shot and disc, and she also has a mentality that as long as I give her a little bit of mental preparation time, she'll run basically whatever I need her to. So as a coach, I can really appreciate that. Like I said, especially with a smaller team, I'm going to have some spots that at times are going to need to be filled. And I really appreciate, especially the younger kids, being so open to try new things, because that's what it's all about, in my opinion. So,
well, it's all about what they can accomplish themselves and improving marks and learning along the way. I imagine relays are kind of out of the question right now. Are you going to just focus on individual events with everybody, or can you maybe group together a couple of them for a relay?
Yeah, we've had a couple conversations about that. It's going to really depend on where some of the upper-class sprinters, especially like Emma Myover, it's going to depend on where she's going to fit in for the team best in terms of individual events. As you know, you're kind of locked into a certain schedule when you get to a meet. So if she, you know, as a 400 hurdle focus runner, that's going to take her out of a couple relay opportunities, which is unfortunate, but that's just how it's going to, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. So we're going to see if we still pick up a girl or two along the way. This is, you know, we've only had 3 days of practice. Today will be day four, so, you know, the doors are still open for some latecomers. I don't have any problem with that as long as they get their business in order before the meet start and that kind of stuff. So definitely looking forward to the chance to put a relay together. The girls want to, so if we have a chance, we're going to do that. So,
very good. Well, Coach, I really appreciate your time here. Give us a look on all your girls for the upcoming season. You're also the boys' coach, so we'll talk to you next week as well as we preview your boys' team. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Andy Thomas, head coach for Tri-County Girls Track and Field, joining us here on our high school girls track and field preview show on 1410 KGRN.